I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to a brand new season of OHL News presented by Bauer. It is opening week in the Ontario Hockey League, and over the next few minutes we'll bring you up to speed on a couple of the changes around the OHL for this coming season. You'll also hear from one of the top rookies from last season, who is looking to have a super sophomore campaign. The 2019-2020 OHL season getting underway across the league this weekend. Be sure to follow OntarioHockeyLeague.com for all the latest updates, and also check out OHL Live to catch your favorite team in action. Meantime, a couple changes around the league for this season. There's a new coach's challenge rule for goaltender's interference, as the coach can challenge whether or not there was interference on a goal or no goal call. Also, new technology being implemented to allow the officials to review major and match penalties and offside scenarios. Get a full update on that on the league's official website. Cole Perfetti had a strong season to start out his Ontario Hockey League career, as the former first-round pick of the Saginaw Spirit jumped right into action last season, leading the Spirit deep into the playoffs as they went on to the OHL Western Conference Final. During his rookie campaign, Perfetti scored 37 goals and matched it with 37 assists for 74 points. Now, after a busy summer, he's set to go for this season. Well, Cole, right off the bat, take me through what was a busy summer for you, including going overseas. Did it feel like a little bit of a whirlwind summer, yet I'm sure a pretty exciting one as well?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a big summer going into my draft year, so got a lot of training in, did a lot of workouts, a lot of stuff in the gym and on the ice a lot. And then, obviously making Team Canada, that was pretty awesome. It was an honor. And going overseas and going to the selection camp in Calgary, it was the best 3 weeks of my summer, but it was lots of fun, and being able to play for Team Canada was amazing. And going overseas and playing in the Hlinka tournament was awesome. So it was a good summer, and hopefully gonna lead into a good year.
I've got to think, and I know guys talk about it before, but the bond that I'm sure even that group you built with over the time together through the selection camp and then being overseas, and it's guys that you're going to see a lot during the regular season, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun off the ice and on the ice building a real bond with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, for the most part, I didn't know a lot of them. I kind of only knew the Ontario kids. So being able to meet and room with and play with all those kids from all over the country is pretty cool. Obviously, there's a lot of great talent out there, but there's also a lot of good guys. So it was nice to be able to be on such a good team off the ice. We all got along. We all bought in, and it was really fun. I met a lot of new people, and my roommates were from the WHL, so I never really knew them before, and I made a couple new friends just by rooming with them, and got to know everyone across the country. So it was pretty cool.
I've got to think now, between old minor hockey teammates, these guys, every night in the OHL, you're going to be playing against somebody you know pretty well.
Yeah, I think almost every team now, whether it's from Whitby and Vaughan and minor hockey, or just getting to know them through Canada events or playing against them, I almost know a guy from every team now, so it's pretty cool going up against your buddies and people you know every night.
You talked about it off the bat, so I'm going to then bring it up, and you talked about, of course, this is your draft year, and what's the approach? Because I know guys say that, hey, at the end of the day, I've got to do my job for the Saginaw Spirit, and chips fall where they may, and maybe I just stole your answer from you there, but how do you approach this season?
Yeah, I'm just going to play the game that I've played my entire life. It's gotten me this to this point, so I'm not going to change anything there. Obviously it's a year, but team success will lead to individual success. So the more successful our team does, the more success I'm going to have. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to try and buy into the program and, help our team win in any way we can, because, the deeper we go, the longer we go in these playoff run, it's only going to be more beneficial for each individual. So, but, obviously there's a lot of scouts and a lot of media going around the draft year, but I'm just going to try and stay level-headed and just play my game and not get too high or low, depending on what people say, and kind of just walk that out and play the game I love.
Do you think it's pretty helpful that you've got teammates that have gone through this process, and then, of course, these guys you played with at the under-18s in the summer, a lot of those guys, especially around the O, they're all going through the same thing. Does that kind of help that, you got people to lean on, and it's the same thing, you're all kind of, doing this all together in a way?
Yeah, it's good. I've had a lot of draft picks in the last couple of years, so they've all been through this. We had a couple guys last year that went through it. They moved on now, but they went through it too. So it's pretty cool going, and they're real helpful about it. So it's pretty cool going about going through the draft year with them, you know, they've been giving me tips, and they're going to continue to do so. And then, yeah, it's kind of nice knowing that all those guys in the Team Canada team are going through it too. It's just a big year for them, and they're kind of experiencing firsthand too. So it's pretty cool to go through it with them, and you know, they're all good guys, so we'll kind of all help each other out and lean on one another to make each other most successful.
What's the difference for you from 1 year ago when you were getting set for your first opening weekend in the Ontario Hockey League versus now after going through it for one season?
The biggest thing is probably my strength. Coming into the league last year, you know, I was kind of just a little 16-year-old kid, and I didn't really know what to expect with the speed and the strength of the league. And just by playing 1 year, and then having a good off season this year and playing at Team Canada, I got a lot stronger, both physically and mentally. You know, it's a straining league on your body and on your brain. So I think I got a lot stronger in both aspects there, and it's going to help me hopefully throughout this draft year.
Your Saginaw Spirit Club got a taste of a playoff run last year that, you know, did not go as far as you guys would have wanted to go. I'm sure that brings you and a lot of other guys back pretty hungry going into opening weekend here.
Getting to the Western Conference Final was good, but we weren't satisfied with that. You know, we think we could have gone further. We think we could have won it. So it's leaving a sour taste in our mouth from last year, but we now know what it takes to win. You know, we had unbelievable team last year skill-wise. Just we didn't buy in as much as we needed to, but now we know what it takes and what it's going to take to win. So I think we got just as much skill as last year, and now we got that work ethic and determination and drive to you know, come back this year and make a push for it again.
That was Cole Perfetti of the Saginaw Spirit, among a very strong group of OHL second-year players who are going to be watched very closely towards the 2020 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Well, that's going to do it for OHL News presented by Bauer, our debut edition for the 2019-2020 season. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.